I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
All right, to catch a cheater, War of the Roses. Look, she might just be butting in here. Well, she actually for sure is butting in here on a situation she should be completely staying away from. In to catch a cheater, War of the Roses. Mo has the email.
So, my husband has been asked to be the best man at his cousin's wedding. His cousin is just not a good person, and certainly not someone who should be getting married.
It's a strong stance.
Okay.
He doesn't deserve love.
I am strongly convinced that he's not faithful to his fiance, and I'm pretty sure he would take any opportunity to cheat on her. I have serious reservations about him standing beside the groom and endorsing this wedding. I've tried talking to my husband about my concerns, but he doesn't seem to agree with my feelings about his cousin. He thinks I might be jumping to conclusions or misreading things. I really want my husband to see what I see and understand why I don't like the idea of my own husband being a part of this wedding. So, the reason I am coming to you all is for your help. I'm hoping you can do that segment where you try to tempt guys on social media and see what they will do. I'm hoping this will give me some proof to show to my husband, Dana.
So Kristen was just saying that she is a big proponent of gentle parenting. I will not be a proponent of gentle hosting tomorrow when we have her on.
Okay. This is meddling to the 10th degree.
All right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you don't have enough problems in your own life.
Mm-hmm.
I am strongly convinced that he's not faithful to his fiance. Zero proof.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing this through your own lens. This could be a great dude, but you don't think so. So now you're going to try to ruin the marriage?
And I get that she doesn't want her husband to stand up there next to the groom and endorse this marriage, but you're not the one standing up there. Mm-hmm. Your husband is.
Right?
This is his cousin. This is his choice. And there, I believe when some people who stand up there, it may not be an endorsement of the marriage, but you are, mm-hmm, you're backing your person. Like, you're standing there, you're supporting your person. Maybe not the union,
mm-hmm,
but you still need to support your friend or your family member.
That would be my biggest problem if I were the husband, is it just feels like you're making it about you.
Mm-hmm.
This is not about you. You don't have any proof or evidence, like y'all said, and I have supported many a friend through a relationship that I didn't necessarily understand what they were doing, but you support your friend. You don't know what's going to happen in any relationship at the end of the day. You're just supporting your friend.
But is that light gassing? Light gassing by, no, because you're just standing up there and supporting them. I feel like light gassing would be if the groom was coming to the best man with a problem and he was like, no, you're not in the wrong. Like, if he really was cheating on him and the best man was basically like, well, you know, you're not even married yet, so that's fine.
Okay, gotcha.
I can't see any world where it would be best for him to step out of being a part of this wedding, mainly because A, now you have a front row seat to all the chaos, but B, if you're close enough with the groom that you're being asked to be the best man, I'm assuming there's some kind of close relationship there, and you're basically just backstabbing him on the most important day of his life.
Yeah, I when we get emails like this, sometimes I'm like, I just don't understand it, because I try to flee. I try to flee from this kind of drama, because life is going to throw it in front of you anyway, mm-hmm, right? So let's just play this out for a second, okay? Because we're going to go ahead and do this based on this hunch, which is really ridiculous. But what if our hunch is right?
Mm-hmm. Well, then you tell...
But then at least you have proof and facts. So maybe the best man can come to the groom and be like, listen, buddy, like you're getting married. And to me, that would be a good role for the best man to play. Basically being someone who's going to advocate for a healthier relationship and advocate for this marriage, but just by telling him to stop cheating.
See, this whole thing feels utterly pointless to me. All right, so we do this. Turns out he is the scoundrel that she says he is. And he does something inappropriate, whatever, when we do like Instagram scam or Snapchat sting or whatever, okay? So now you have this information. You tell your husband, mm-hmm. What if your husband doesn't want to talk to his cousin, so he does it. Right. Or you tell your husband talks to the cousin. Well, I don't feel like the cousin's going to be a guy that's going to like all of a sudden, oh, I'm going to be a whole different person now and change my ways. And then, so your only other option is to tell the bride. And are you going to go that route? I feel like you get this information, no matter what you do with it, no good is going to come of it.
Yeah, that's good. So let me follow that because based on this email, we already got a personality type, right? If we're an FBI profiler, you got a woman here that just loves the drama. So if we do find out that this guy is cheating, if her husband doesn't want to do anything about it, she's going to blow this thing up either way.
She's right? going to have to because I don't think the husband's going to do it.
Can we make her sign a contract?
Yeah. You going to pursue that if she breaks it?
I don't know.
You're going to pay the attorneys?
Is anybody a notary? Like, I want her to be like, if you get this information and you tell your husband and he doesn't do anything with it, that's where it ends. Like, that's where the buck ends.
The Burt Show.